This podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and the Corey Higher Education Council. For over 30 years, the Corey Higher Education Council's mission has been to empower individuals and strive to create a competitive workforce. The high ed plays a vital role in the Corey area. Here's Dr. Matthew Plotz, Executive Director of the Corey Higher Education Council, along with a special guest.
Every month, this podcast has given the Corey Higher Education Council a platform for some great discussions. Last month, I was thrilled to be able to interview Dr. Kyle Kopko, Executive Director of the Center for Rural Pennsylvania. Our connection with Dr. Kopko will provide the type of positive momentum we have really started to build. This month, I am joined by Bob Williams, the new Executive Director of the Corey Redevelopment Authority. How are you, Bob?
Good, Matt. How are you?
Doing well. So, Bob, tell us about the first few months as the new executive director.
Well, it's been not even 6 months. I think it's 6 months this month, at the end of the month. But we've been off to a fast start. We don't have enough time in the day to get to everything we want to get going. But we're seeing some strong positive momentum both on our housing initiatives and our economic development goals within New York.
When you've come to the meetings, it's pretty impressive to see what you've been doing with the housing and how quickly that's happened. Can you talk a little bit about some of the projects that you've been working on specifically?
Yeah, you know, we formed a partnership before I even took over the directorship with the county planning with Jessica Horan and her crew up there. And what we did is we formed a partnership with the Erie City RDA and Corey RDA to facilitate the Whole Homes Project, which is grants up to $25,000 free to homeowners based on income level for low to mid income. And it's just been exciting for us because when we got here, my team gets all the credit. They just needed some support. But when I got here, I think we had 20 homes that were applicants that were on the list. We're approaching 90, and we actually have almost 70 applicants that already qualify for the program. And we have three completed. We have another four out there within the community that are being worked on and more to go out the bid. So we're really starting to see a lot of that come to fruition. And what we're trying to do is not only for Corey, but for our areas. Our partnership allows us to work on homes in Corey, Elgin, Union City, Mill Village, Wattsburg, and LaBeouf Borough. Now, we're going to be hitting the tier twos that will get all the townships and boroughs going up to that point, but we want to make sure we get to this first level first.
It's been truly inspiring to kind of see that happen so quickly. Sometimes in the work that we do, you don't see that movement that fast. But with that, so what has been the biggest challenge that you've had? You've had some successes. What's one of the things that's keeping Bob up at night?
Well, that and to making sure we keep the momentum going. I think the hardest part is I really thought that, I know it's hard to say this, I thought we'd have more completed by now, but our contractors are working so hard and we started this game just a little late this year when I got here, because I got here at the end of March. We should have been well into this by then, but man, the tribute goes out to the contractors right now that have really jumped into the game. But I think if we had given them a little bit more time, we'd have got moved up the pecking order, so to speak, for getting more projects done.
So what is the most exciting project that you have in the future as you look ahead? Anything that can catch our eye?
Well, yeah, both on the economic development side, we have companies like Corey Manufacturing that facilitated a partnership deal with the city and, you know, PennDOT, and we brought everybody together to enable them to break ground just this week on the first phase of their expansion project. And to see that businesses that are still wanting to expand, even though we don't have an employer problem, Corey, we have an employee problem. So the housing aspect, we need to take over. And what's exciting to me is that we're looking to have, if everything goes well, starting in October to break some ground and finally some new houses in Corey. And it's exciting. We're going to be helping those employers have good housing stock once again in Corey.
It'll be good to see some new houses being built here in Corey for sure. Well, Bob, so I want to go ahead, sir.
Yeah, that's been exciting. I mean, for us, you know, and like I said, it's all my staff's credit. And there's really only three of us. And that's the neat thing is that, boy, we've kind of latched on to some things. And tribute to them is they've challenged me to work harder every day. I can't keep up with them. They're doing a super job.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
I want to thank you, Bob, for coming on the show. We keep this podcast short and sweet and learn a little bit about each guest. But thank you for sharing a little bit about the Corey RDA. When I got here, I didn't know much about what you did over there. So I appreciate you, Bob. Your work in housing will serve us as one of the many stool legs necessary to help lift Corey up. We look forward to working with you a little bit further in the future. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much.
Join us next month for another podcast showcasing the Corey Higher Education Council and Dr. Matthew Plotz, Executive Director of the Corey Higher Education Council. This podcast has been a collaboration between Money Radio WPSC and the Corey Higher Education Council. Learn more at CoreyHighEd.com. That's CoreyHighEd.com.